Prison Map, Josh Begley. The curator of Prison Obscura, Pete Brook, reminds us in his essay that over, quote, the course of a single year, 3.5 million Americans are incarcerated. On any given day, 2.2 million men, women, and children are behind bars. These two figures reflect the constant cycling of bodies through the gates and cells of over 5,000 locked facilities, end quote. While these numbers are terrifying for their sheer size, there is a break in empathy that occurs as we try and convert these numbers into humans. Our brains cannot conceive 2.2 million people we don't know. It would be an impossible feat of human imagination. But visualization often provides an inroad to empathy, or at least to greater understanding. To some extent, the old axiom holds true. Seeing is believing. And Josh Begley, in his digital piece Prison Map, provides an aerial view of over 5,000 prison facilities and an opportunity to start the process of transforming the numbers into a reality. Both Begley and artist Paul Rucker employ data visualization to attempt to convey the scope and size of the American prison system. As Brook points out, they are both using raw data provided by the same reform group, the Prison Policy Initiative. But the intent to mutate unemotional data into art that engenders empathy can take on very different forms. For Begley, he manipulated the Google Maps API to write code that used longitudinal and latitudinal coordinates to automatically create an aerial satellite view of every carceral facility in the United States. This visualization is an important counter to the strategically manipulated invisibility of most American prisons. According to Brook, quote, the majority of recent prison construction projects have been tied to boosterism in depressed post-industrial rural America. As a consequence, prisons are located in small towns, in high desert and remote corners of states. For the general public, this means the architecture of incarceration is hidden, end quote. Begley makes the invisible visible, which in my opinion is one of the core intentions of every piece of art. Prison Map, as it is described on Begley's website, is not a map. Rather, quote, it is a snapshot of the Earth's surface taken at various points in the U.S., end quote. A snapshot is the appropriate term because a map implies spatial relativity and a consistent treatment of distance. Part of Prison Map's power comes from the close juxtaposition of 4,916 prisons, irrespective of actual distance. But what stands out to me in Begley's pieces is the repeating shape and geometry of American prisons. They appear to be alien constructions, imposing angles and lines onto nature. However, a frightening thought is how little there is to distinguish these structures from other architectural complexes. If someone was told they were looking at 5,000 aerial views of rural college campuses, would they believe it? This question can only arise after comparing Begley's piece to others. Prison Map provides a catalyst to see the American prison system and perhaps to believe in its overexpansion and necessary reductions.